Welcome to the Ask Drone You podcast, where it's all about answering your drone questions today so you can fly better, safer, and even get paid tomorrow. And now, your hosts. One is a man of few hairs, and the other likes to be called Rob Burdick and Paul Lincoln.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and you're listening to episode number 214. And as always, we thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us.
We do. Yes, we do. Sorry, I blanked out there for a second because I was like, wait a minute.
Come back, Paul.
I'm here too. Oh, man. Yeah, we got a great question today. You know, the weather's been getting colder. The weather outside has been frightful.
Oh, I'm not going to sing. You don't want me to sing.
No, I think it would be good if you sing. You hear in New Mexico, you know, a lot of people say, well, Paul, you're in the desert. How could you get snow? Well, we have high elevation. So we get a little bit more weather than we like. But it's amazing. You know, the weather out here in general is amazing. But everyone knows that the cold can really cause issues when you're going outside and you're flying, whether it's for work, whether it's for fun. And some people learn the hard way about just how much the cold weather affects your vehicle.
It's not just about putting gloves on.
No, it is not, although I wish it was that easy.
Absolutely.
So anyway, so today's question talks about what is the lowest temperature I can fly? So, you know, today we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, what can you do to get more flight time out of your batteries? What's the right way to maintain your batteries? Some issues that, you know, you could see coming up if you're flying in the cold weather. But I do want to say that we're going to be doing a webinar next week, really focusing and hitting hard down on the details on this issue.
Right.
Because with more of the features on the vehicles being autonomous, there's more and more for you to know about. Like, for example, if you get a critical battery warning and you go into auto land and you're somewhere where if you go up, you'll hit something, which happened to a friend. What do you do in that case to stop it from going into Autoland? And even if your app crashes, there's one thing you can do.
Cool.
So we're going to learn about that in the webinar.
In the webinar, which is going to be next Monday, or this coming Monday is probably what I should say, which is the 23rd of November, 7 o'clock Eastern. So probably the easiest way to go check that out is to go to our Facebook page.
Yes. And make sure you register. A lot of people ask, oh, do you register? Is there a link? Yes, there's a link. And it is on the Facebook page. And make sure you register because that's kind of how the system works.
It is.
You know, in the last year, we've gone through a few webinar systems, and this one is by far the best.
Yeah.
But it does take your cooperation to register. So, but it's easy. You guys can do it. So we want to say a special thank you to you for listening in, and a special thanks to the sponsors who keep this podcast going. I'm talking about the Bald Bureau at Drone U. I'm talking about Go Professional Cases, and I'm talking about Multicopter Warehouse.
Good peeps.
We are looking at new sponsors now, but they've got to meet some criteria before we just put them on the podcast. So anyway, guys, we love helping you out, and we love giving you information. So be sure to ask your question at AskDroneU.com. Rob, I think it's time that we hear the question.
All right, let's do it.
Good afternoon. This is Travis over at. I have a question about temperature, as in Minnesota, it was coming very quickly and it will get very, very cold out. Like you can just pan a boiling water out into the air and it will become ice. You got to try it. It's pretty cool. Anyway, my question is about that temperature. How cold will you take your drone out? That's just pretty much my question. If there's ways to use heat packs to fly in colder weather, kind of what's your suggestion there? So, look forward to hearing your answer.
So first of all, anywhere, Paul, where you can throw boiling water into the air and it turns to ice.
Probably shouldn't fly.
I don't want to be there, much less fly there.
Yeah.
Could
you imagine standing under the prop wash? Could you imagine standing under the prop wash of a drone if it was that cold?
No.
It'd be like bone freezing cold.
All I can say is that I totally get why seniors move to the warm states as they get older.
Why you moved here?
I'm getting, so this would be like phase two.
You're not that old.
Phase 3 is Phoenix.
Phase 3 is Phoenix. It seems like phase 1, 2, and 3 for some people is Phoenix, yeah. But Phoenix has grown so much. Anyway, so, you know, we're talking about cold weather stuff, and I know some people listen to our podcast and then turn that information into articles. So not surprised by that, but sometimes I'm wary about the information they give out because it's not always right. So I want to be as careful as possible to say, you know, this is based on our experiences, our testing. I have heard other people say different things, and I totally disagree with them about what temperature to fly, for example. You know, Carrie says, you'll be fine down to 10 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah, you'll be fine down to 10 degrees if you take your battery out of your 75-degree house and go straight outside and fly, and you will probably get, you know, 7 or 8 minutes with the thermal pack on the side of the battery. But for the average person, if, you know, you don't fly at your house, you fly, you know, at the park down the street and it's 10 degrees mm-hmm. and you take your battery off the charger at your house, which is 75 degrees on the inside. Then you go to your car, which if you have a garage, it's like 50 or 60 degrees on the inside. If it's parked outside, it's probably 30 to 40 degrees.
Yeah.
So then you take the battery in that environment mm-hmm. and whether it's in a case or not, it will be affected. How much so? It definitely depends on the quality of the case and whether it was in a case or not. But then let's say they go to the park. And then they pull their case out and they open up their case and it's 30 degrees outside.
Just think about how quickly you get cold.
Yeah.
Going out into the cold from a warm place.
Correct.
Same for the battery.
And if, you know, well, I have to keep the scenario the same, so it can't be 32 degrees outside. So let's say it's 10 degrees outside. You know, you went from your house to your car. Now you're outside at the local park and you might get 3 minutes on your battery. Or you might have not known that flying in the cold is really wears on your battery quite quickly. And you flew pretty far away to get a cool shot of the city, or you're up pretty high to get a cool shot of the city, and then before it's too late, you realize your battery goes into critical failure mode, and then you just lost however much money
that
was
in the sky. You're not making it home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't recommend the whole down to 10 degrees thing. I would say down to 20 or 25 to keep it, you know, safe.
Okay.
I'm going to be on the more conservative side of that argument because so much goes into there are so many variables that go into this kind of algorithm, as you could say. So last year we taught people, you know, put your batteries on your defroster in your car and you'll still get, you know, 90% of your flight time. And I still think that works.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've been realizing with the Inspire 1 batteries, with the Phantom 3 batteries, if you leave your case open for 3 minutes while you're getting prepped and ready to go, the internal temperature cools so much that you only get like 60 to 70% of your normal flight time.
So I guess the key in that is that you have to be aware of that and adjust your expectations.
Yes,
right?
And you need to treat your batteries like a child and keep them warm.
Mm-hmm.
So
how do you keep batteries warm other than putting them on the defroster in the car?
So what I do when I have a job in the cold, and the nice thing about New Mexico is that even though it's 20 degrees at night here, by the time we get in the afternoon, it feels like 60 because the sun is just so intense.
Right. Like today, it'll be mid-50s.
Yeah, so today will be one of those days where when I went outside of the house, I wanted to be wrapped up like an Eskimo, and then now I'll be ready for shorts by this afternoon. So it's just crazy weather here. But what I do is this. I leave all of my batteries near a heat source in my house overnight. Not like very close, but, you know, in the same room.
Right.
So you don't want to put it in like the storage room or a room that doesn't get heat. You want to make sure that they stay room temperature.
Okay.
So then I'll put them in my case. I will normally warm up my car. So, you know, leave it on for 10, 15 minutes, let the inside warm up so it's nice and warm in there. Then I'll put my case in the car. Then I'll take the first two batteries I'm going to use and leave them on the dash to remain warm, if not hot. Then I put those thermal barriers, which, by the way, we need to buy more of those, Rob, but they're only $2 a piece. So
okay, we can cover that.
Yeah.
You can get two of them.
So on DJI's website, and we can give you guys a link to that website, you can get these thermal barriers. Are they going to help you a little bit? Yes, a little bit, but don't get crazy. I would love to see someone turn a LiPo bag into a thermal protector for the Inspire 1, because we would get more flight time.
Sure.
But so after I put my batteries on the dash and the, you know, the defroster is running, I'll use those first, yeah, that first battery, and then I'll take the second one, and when I take the second one, I'll replace it with two more batteries while my car is still running.
Cool. Okay.
So just because I, like I said, by doing this, is it a lot of work? Yeah, but you know, I know exactly how many minutes I can get with all of my batteries running continuously.
Sure.
And if that goes down, then I really screw up my recycle rate, in which, you know, let the battery cool down, recharge it, let the battery cool down, recharge it, you know.
And that's keep kind of a, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Just that, power cycling.
Right. And that's kind of a good setup for the question I wanted to ask you next, and that is, how does flying in the cold affect the long-term viability of the battery? Is it going to make it not last as long?
In my experience, yes.
Okay.
No, I'm not definitive on the science behind it, but in my experience, yes, I blow through more batteries in the winter. The biggest thing that I've seen is that if you don't let the batteries cool down after you use them and you recharge them, that's where you really, really do damage to the batteries.
Okay, so, and that's because in the severe cold or even just very cold weather, they're working harder.
Yes.
Right? And so it's taking more energy and to even get to the heat that they need to be at to work.
Correct. But remember, that's why you want to keep those batteries hot. I mean, if you have a vest, like a vest, a fisherman's vest that you can put your batteries in to keep them warm on the, you know, on the inside of your jacket, I think that would honestly be the best, because then
body heat.
Yeah, your body heat's keeping them.
Is that safe?
Probably not. I'm just going to go out there and say it. It's probably not safe at all.
So, anyways.
In fact, you people should be very careful about putting these on their dashboard. I should, like, make a little disclaimer here. If you go over bumps or anything and you puncture the side of the battery, you will have a fire. So make sure that, you know, when you're doing this, they're on a rubber mat or something that will keep them there.
And you don't want them to get too hot.
No, you don't. This isn't like put them on there and let them get to 100. This is like put them on there and let them get up to like 75 or 80. So that's it. That's been my experience, at least what I've seen in going through batteries.
So let's say you lived in one of these parts of the country where the average temperature during the winter is, I don't know, 15 degrees. I would imagine that exists in some of the parts of Minnesota and so forth. Would you just not fly all winter? Would you go to that extreme?
You can fly, but it's going to be very expensive. You're going to go through batteries quickly. Here's the other thing. You know, one thing I'm learning is that, you know, you can't really leave your batteries charged for more than a couple days. Because if you do, then you can have another critical battery issue. So if you are flying, you have to really determine how often you're going to fly, because if you fly too much, it's going to be expensive. You're going to be blowing through batteries. If you don't fly enough, it's going to be expensive, and you're going to blow through a battery or two in the spring.
So are you going to develop an algorithm to help everybody figure that out?
I don't have enough brain power this morning, so
okay, well, you can do
too much other stuff going on.
Interesting. Okay, well, so what other issues with flying in the cold? So I would think maybe the props, they can get brittle if they get too cold.
That is a good point. Yes, and again, you know, we teach people that you guys should only be using your props for, say, 10 hours. So make sure that you're kind of keeping track of that time, because a prop failure on a quadcopter, you know what that means.
Expensive.
Yep, very expensive failure. So
more than a new prop.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure.
Man, there was something that I wanted to mention about cold weather, and I'm just kind of spacing on it right now. So we talked about deep cycling batteries. So in the winter, it's better to deep cycle more often. That's something I learned just this last year.
Okay.
So the health of your batteries will last, will be better.
Right.
But, you know, when it comes to keeping those batteries warm, just make sure you don't keep them charged for more than 3 days. You know, you want to store them at between 30 and 60%. They will start discharging on their own, just so you know, at least on the Inspire 1 batteries. So you guys got to be careful out there, and you guys got to think, if you're going to fly in the cold, it really better be worth it, because you're taking a lot more risk than you normally would. So I wouldn't make a habit of it.
Okay. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. And a lot more coming in the webinar.
You know, something that I wonder about too is that if you're keeping the props warm, would the temperature deviation, or I guess the temperature change, the extreme change,
the delta, yeah.
Would that cause the prop to fail? Because if it's 15 degrees outside and you're rotating that thing 12,000 times a minute, and then, you know, it was warm and now it's really cold, what is that going to do to the material?
Yeah, I don't know, because it's – so essentially you're wondering if it would respond to that like glass would.
Exactly my point.
Too extreme in temperature difference quickly.
Yep, and we haven't had those type of temperatures here for me to test it, or frankly for me to want to test
it. Yeah, we're not going to go seek that out.
No.
So you guys, please let us know.
Yeah, if that works out for you, well, let us know. Yeah, no, don't do that. So anyway, guys, we really appreciate your support. We appreciate the question. So make sure to let your friends know about AskDroneU, because together we move the industry forward. So in the next couple episodes, I know DJI just released some new geofencing stuff. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the Spaceport Drone Summit, which is something that was released today. And we will have a whole episode on what we're going to do and kind of talk about it, because so many people have been asking me questions. Rob, I think it's time that we just go through, take an episode and answer those questions.
Sure.
And then that way we can kind of direct people to that show. But I'm really excited about it, and you're going to hear about it this week. So stay tuned, guys.
Yeah, there will be a lot of different ways that people can get involved in that, from participant to volunteer to racer, all kinds of different things. So it's going to be pretty fabulous.
It's going to be awesome.
It is.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much again for listening. We greatly appreciate your support. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone U.
Thanks for listening to the Ask Drone U podcast. Submit your questions at www.askdroneu.com.